This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The title of this article is The Interconnectivity of Pedagogy and Education 4.0 in Higher Online Education.
L'interconnectivité de l'épagogie et de l'éducation 4.0 dans l'enseignement supérieur en ligne.
The author of this article is Jean Kim of Athabasca University in Canada. Abstract. Industry 4.0 advancements in technology are creating a dynamic and fast-changing world that affects how we live and work. Educators need to rethink existing teaching approaches to better prepare learners for future careers that Industry 4.0 will create. The World Economic Forum defined a new education model, called Education 4.0, which contains 8 major changes to redefine learning in the new economy. Pedagogy, or self-determined learning, is an approach that promotes critical thinking, social-emotional skills, and lifelong learning. These skills are necessary for Education 4.0. The purpose of this paper is to recommend the principles of pedagogy as an effective teaching and learning approach to meet the needs of Education 4.0. The approach of the study examines existing literature on Education 4.0 and pedagogy, a conceptual model that interconnects pedagogy to the four learning principles of Education 4.0 will be offered as a key finding to answer the research question, how does pedagogy in higher online education meet the needs of Education 4.0? The paper provides a base for further research and discussion into how pedagogy and other approaches can support the needs of Education 4.0 to prepare learners for a changing world. Keywords: Education 4.0, pedagogy, higher online education, Industry 4.0, lifelong learning.
Résumé. Les progrès technologiques de l'industrie 4.0 créent un monde dynamique et en rapide évolution qui affecte notre façon de vivre et de travailler. Les éducateurs doivent repenser les approches pédagogiques existantes afin de mieux préparer les apprenants aux futures carrières que l'industrie 4.0 créera. Le Forum économique mondial a défini un nouveau modèle d'éducation, appelé Éducation 4.0, qui contient 8 changements majeurs pour redéfinir l'apprentissage dans la nouvelle économie. L'étagogie, ou apprentissage autodéterminé, est une approche qui favorise la pensée critique, les compétences socio-émotionnelles et l'apprentissage tout au long de la vie. Ces compétences sont nécessaires à l'éducation 4.0. L'objectif de cet article est de recommander des principes de l'étagogie comme une approche d'enseignement et d'apprentissage efficace pour répondre aux besoins de l'éducation 4.0. L'approche de l'étude consiste à examiner la littérature existante sur l'éducation 4.0 et l'étagogie. Un modèle conceptuel qui relie l'étagogie aux 4 principes d'apprentissage de l'éducation 4.0 sera proposé comme résultat principal pour répondre à la question de recherche. Comment l'étagogie dans l'enseignement supérieur en ligne répond-elle aux besoins de l'éducation 4.0? Ce document fournit une base pour des recherches et des discussions plus approfondies sur la façon dont l'étagogie et d'autres approches peuvent répondre aux besoins de l'éducation 4.0 afin de préparer les apprenants à un monde en évolution. Mots-clés, éducation 4.0, étagogie, enseignement supérieur en ligne, industrie 4.0, apprentissage tout au long de la vie.
Introduction. Technological and global change in our social, economic, and work environments affects how we teach and how we learn. One of the drivers of change is technological disruption. The fourth industrial revolution, or Industry 4.0, is a technological revolution that will disrupt and transform how we live, work, and relate to each other. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman for the World Economic Forum, professed that technology has made it possible for people to access the digital world through new products and services, such as ordering a cab, booking a flight, buying a product, making a payment, listening to music, watching a film, or playing a game. These advancements in technology and globalization changed whole industries, which triggered the increasing need for new skills in current jobs and, at the same time, displaced certain jobs and created new ones. The World Economic Forum estimated that 65% of students currently in school will work in jobs that do not exist today. 47% of today's jobs will be automated in the next 10 years, and beginning in 2020, more than 50% of the content in graduate degrees will no longer be relevant in 5 years. By the time we learn something, it quickly becomes outdated. Agonax and Matos described the 21st century learning context, where the constantly changing workplace requires fast learners, where knowledge and skill acquisition has become increasingly the responsibility of the individual, where learning happens ubiquitously and non-linearly, where the internet is a primary source of information, where an excess of information is at one's disposal in a second, where most of the learning occurs through knowledge sharing, and where the role of the teacher or trainer has radically changed. Educators need to rethink existing teaching approaches to prepare students for future careers that Industry 4.0 will change and create. How we teach and how we learn needs to be reimagined for the emerging futures of work, including both the alignment of technology and human teaching and learning. Education 4.0 is a revolution in education that responds to the changes born from Industry 4.0. Skills that are most valuable in an Industry 4.0 world are those that are human-centric, such as leadership, social influence, emotional intelligence, collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, flexibility, and adaptation to change. Heudagogy, or self-determined learning, can provide a model of online learning and teaching in higher education that develops autonomous capabilities for learners to design and create their own learning paths based on their needs, while promoting a new era of lifelong learning that is critical for a changing digital world. Learning is becoming more aligned with what we do rather than what we know, making traditional methods of discipline-based knowledge inadequate to prepare learners to live and work in communities and workplaces. Adult learners and workers will expect flexible and agile learning experiences that will match the needs of the future. A gap in the literature on Education 4.0 was found regarding a lack of pedagogical approaches. Most of the literature that discussed Education 4.0 focused on the competencies, skills, and capabilities required to meet the disruptions caused by Industry 4.0, as well as emphasizing a need for changes in how we educate and how we learn. The WEF suggested that education systems must become innovative and offered 5 key innovation approaches: playful, experiential, computational, embodied, and multiliteracy. FISC offered an approach developed by the Institute for the Future, whereby they suggested traditional education needs to transform into learning flows where education becomes embedded in everyday settings and interactions, distributed across a wide set of platforms and tools. The purpose of this paper is an attempt to address the transformation of education by suggesting heudagogy as an effective teaching and learning approach to meet the needs of Education 4.0. Ashton and Newman assessed that heudagogy reflects the changed world in which learning takes place and recognizes the complex array of skills required for today's different kind of workplace. Thus, this review of the literature on Education 4.0 and heudagogy in higher online education is guided by the following research question: how does heudagogy in higher online education meet the needs of Education 4.0? A conceptual model that interconnects heudagogy to the learning principles of Education 4.0 will be offered as a key finding. This paper provides a base for further research and discussion into how heudagogy and other approaches can support the needs of Education 4.0 to prepare learners for a changing and constantly evolving world. Literature review: The Evolution of Education. Academic literature in the field of Education 4.0 is limited. Much of the research and information about Education 4.0 is found in reports, blogs, videos, and websites. Themes found in these resources vary in discussions about the evolution of education from Education 1.0 to Education 4.0. Comparisons on the relationship between Industry 4.0 and education, and Education 4.0 frameworks that describe the future of education. A common theme of Education 4.0 found in the literature is that it is a response to global change that will impact jobs, businesses, governments, economies, culture, and education due to Industry 4.0. Education 4.0 evolved from the models of Education 1.0 to Education 3.0 and has been described using Web 1.0 to Web 4.0 as a metaphor. Education 1.0 is a type of essentialist, behaviorist education based on the 3 R's, which stands for receiving, responding, and regurgitating. According to Salmon, Education 1.0 and Web 1.0 represented transmissive ways of learning and teaching. Education 2.0 evolved with Web 2.0, which provided interaction, collaboration, and content creation. Web 3.0, or the semantic web, provided education with relevant, interactive and networked content that is freely and readily available and personalized, based on individual interests. Education 3.0 is, therefore, considered the digital and mobility era of education, transforming the role of the educator to include digital tools and applications. Enter Education 4.0 and Web 4.0, a model of education where students will expect, perhaps demand, learning experiences that reflect and enhance the way to live in the world. In other words, the goal of Education 4.0 is to create a global education ecosystem, where the learner is at the core and empowered to create their own learning journey and their own knowledge. Education 4.0 frameworks. There are two notable Education 4.0 frameworks found in the research conducted. The first is Peter Fisk's 9 Trends in Education 4.0. Fisk's vision of Education 4.0 establishes a blueprint for the future of learning, lifelong learning, from childhood schooling to continuous learning in the workplace, to learning to play a better role in society. According to Fisk, the process of learning will need to change and transform to something that is more personalized and collaborative. He identified 9 trends that define Education 4.0 as shown in Table 1. A second framework is offered by the WEF, which defined the new education model Education 4.0, which aims to increase the quality and accessibility of learning through innovation, social mobility, and inclusion. In their report, Schools of the Future, Defining New Models of Education for the Fourth Industrial Revolution, they provide a framework outlining 4 foundational skills and 4 approaches to learning that more closely mirror S. the future of work, and that takes full advantage of the opportunities offered by new learning technologies as shown in Table 2. Table 1. 9 Trends in Education 4.0. Table 2. The World Economic Forum Education 4.0 Framework. The focus of the WEF's framework is to prepare children for skills and knowledge that will be needed in an Industry 4.0 work world. However, the framework can be applied to adults entering higher education as well as workers who either need or want to upgrade their skills and knowledge as their work environments change. It is interesting to note that of the 4 skills identified by the WEF, only 1 referenced technology skills. Salmon identified this paradox where, although digital literacy and technological skills will be warranted to work and live in the new industrial 4.0 era, the most valuable skills for the future will depend on the inherent human characteristics, such as creativity, critical thinking, responsive communication, and out human collaboration. Another skill emphasized in the literature was the importance of lifelong learning. Locke et al. Commented that dynamic, complex societies now expect learning across one's lifetime, which will require learner agency and interactive methods of teaching and learning. Both frameworks share a few common principles: a focus on learner-centered ownership to create their own learning path that is lifelong. Learning will shift from traditional and siloed competencies to experiential and project-based capabilities that focus on adaptability and agility. Assessment will become more authentic, meaningful, and reflective, and the role of the educator transitions to a mentor, where the curriculum is collaboratively designed with the student. This paper will focus on WEF's Education 4.0 model, which proposes a framework specifically designed to prepare learners for the Industry 4.0 work world. Heudagogy. The principles of heudagogy. Heudagogy, also referred to as self-determined learning, was developed by Stuart Hase and Chris Kenyon in 2000. It is a learning approach that places the learner at the center of the learning process. In other words, the learner determines what and how to learn. Hase and Blaschke provided a simplified list of principles fundamental to heudagogy. The first principle is learner agency, where the learner is at the center deciding what and how to learn and how their learning should be assessed. Self-efficacy and capability refers to a learner's ability to know how to learn, which is dependent on the learner's belief in his or her own abilities, and capability, which is the ability of the learner to demonstrate an acquired competency or skill in new and unique environments. Metacognition and reflection are concepts that go hand in hand. Metacognition is the process of learning by applying a double-loop method, which requires reflection, a critical learning skill that allows learners to synthesize what they have learned. Nonlinear learning is the process whereby learners define and choose a variety of paths to learning and where the learner is responsible to choose what to learn and how to learn it. The last principle, learning how to learn, is inherent within all 4 principles. Nonetheless, it was deemed an essential principle by McAuliffe et al. The correlation of learner agency, capability, and lifelong learning skills. What is fundamental to self-determined learning hinges on learner agency, which is the capacity of learners to take responsibility for and to direct and determine their own learning paths. For learner agency to work, learners need to have a certain level of motivation and self-efficacy to define their learning path. Hayes recognized that a learner's agency is something that is intrinsic to each individual person and is a culmination of a person's experiences, both past and present, providing learners with skills in both competence and capability. It is important to highlight that Heudagogy makes a distinction between competence and capability. While Heudagogy recognizes competence as essential to being capable, it raises the importance of the capability to learn. Nagarjuna and Pratt, who defined competence as having skills, knowledge, and capacity to fulfill current needs, while capability focuses on the ability to develop and adapt to meet future needs. Capable people are more inclined to be creative. Competent learners prefer to work in teams, collaborate well, and have strong self-efficacy. Hayes and Davis concluded that capable people experience richer learning experiences from those who only use competencies to learn. Blaschke gathered capability skills that aligned with the principles of Heudagogy found from three sources: future skills, the future of learning and higher education, European Framework for the Digital Competence of Educators, DigComp EDU, and LifeComp, the European Framework for Personal, Social and Learning to Learn Key Competence, as shown in Table 3. Table 3, Heudagogy principles aligned with lifelong learning skills. The purview of each of the reports used by Blaschke are varied. However, all have one common theme: to identify key skills and competencies to work and live in a dynamic and changing world. The European Framework for the Digital Competence of Educators, DigComp EDU, focused on identifying digital competencies for educators to be able to effectively use digital technologies for teaching, while the future skills, the future of learning and higher education report, takes a broader focus, which identified future skills that include individual development, instrumental, and social world organization related skills. Lastly, LifeComp, the European Framework for Personal, Social and Learning to Learn Key Competence, focused on key competencies needed for lifelong learning and learning how to learn. Blaschke concluded that Heudagogy is an approach that can prepare students with lifelong learning skills to adapt to a changing workforce. Heudagogy in higher online education. Heudagogy has a natural place in higher online education because it shares certain key attributes, such as learner autonomy and self-directedness, and has pedagogical roots in adult teaching and learning. Blaschke identified three specific common characteristics that both distance education and Heudagogy share. Technology. Distance education considers implications of emerging technology on distance education theory and practice. The relationship with Heudagogy is that it is considered a potential theory as a way to integrate emerging technologies in distance education. Profile of the distance education learner. Distance education has, traditionally, been designed for the experienced adult working learner. Historically, distance education practices have been strongly influenced by Knowles andragogy theory, which Heudagogy is an extension of. Learner autonomy. Distance education supports a level of autonomy, a skill that is pivotal in heudagogical teaching and learning approaches. Online learning technologies, such as the use of e-portfolios, mobile learning, and social media, provide increased opportunities in learner agency, self-efficacy and capability. Metacognition, nonlinear learning, and learning how to learn. Further to this, Locke et al.'s Delphi study on technology-enabled lifelong learning revealed a correlation between technology, online and blended higher education, and Heudagogy. One of their conclusions indicated that Heudagogy's principles can occur in blended and online learning environments. Key findings. This article aimed to address a gap in the literature on pedagogical approaches to applying the Education 4.0 framework by recommending Heudagogy to address changes in how we live, learn, and work. The review of the literature on Education 4.0 and the principles of Heudagogy revealed similarities in their approach to learning. Although the review was not exhaustive, it highlighted an interconnection between the two learning approaches as shown in Figure 1. As discussed in the literature review, Education 4.0 and Heudagogy places the learner at the center of the learning journey. This, unto itself, connects Education 4.0 to Heudagogy. This concept led the author to investigate how Heudagogy in higher online education can meet the needs of Education 4.0. Examples from qualitative studies are offered that demonstrate the application of the principles of Heudagogy that align with Education 4.0's framework. Figure 1 illustrates how Hutagogi's main principles correlate to WEF's Education 4.0 learning approaches. Figure 1. The interconnectivity of Hutagogi and WEF's Education 4.0 personalized self-paced learning and learner agency self-determined learning. The World Economic Forum described personalized and self-paced learning as students designing their individual learning paths, gauging their own progression based on skill proficiency, and having flexible learning environments. Similarly, learner agency and self-determined learning are based on students owning and choosing their learning path and the process to learn, which can also equip learners with the skills and capabilities that will help them better transition to the workforce. A shift toward personalization in education allows students to tailor to their individual needs in work and life. Canning explored the process of implementing learning and teaching strategies that empowered learners to develop as pedagogic learners, which was observed in a foundational degree program in early childhood. The program aimed to facilitate pedagogy by providing opportunities for self-directed learning and professional development, with students encouraged to take control over their own knowledge acquisition and the reflective process. Blended learning and teaching approaches were adopted, which included face-to-face seminars, online learning, work-based reflection, and tutor visits in both face-to-face and online settings. This created a flexible learning environment of both social and academic experiences in which learners personalized their approach to learning through reflective portfolios and utilized social networking forums to share personal and professional information. At the outset of the program, the learners preferred a more traditional pedagogical structure in which teachers were depended upon as knowledge experts to inform what is to be learned, when, and how. The program created a learning environment that eased the learners towards pedagogy by developing a community of open discussion, sharing experiences and supportive networks to facilitate the beginnings of self-directed study and motivated learners. This approach supported and increased the learners' confidence and allowed a sense of empowerment and self-efficacy to emerge. The work of Hayes and Blaschke recognized that learners need to have a certain level of motivation and self-efficacy to define their learning path. As one of the key principles, learner agency provides individuals with the competence and capability to bring together their past and present experiences to discover their own approaches to learning. Accessible and inclusive learning and pedagogy in higher online education. Ensuring access to educational opportunities for everyone requires a transformation toward more accessible and inclusive learning approaches. In an Education 3.0 world, technological advances such as social media, mobile devices, and software applications have increased access to information where learners can be more autonomous in their individual learning. The WEF suggested that accessibility to learn is increased through technology that include integrating multiple techniques such as visual, audio, tactile, and kinesthetic methods to create learning opportunities that suit the needs of all students. Hutagogi aligns with the WEF's accessible and inclusive learning practice based on the premise that it is considered a net-centric theory, which is the connectivity of learners to technologies used in online learning. Cochrane identified several advantages to applying Hutagogi in online higher education that increases accessibility and inclusivity, such as empowering teachers to facilitate openness, develop assessment strategies that meet the needs of the individual, encourage active learning inside and outside of the classroom by establishing communities of practice, and provide accessibility and equitable access to technologies for both teacher and learner. Agonox and Matos conducted a study to understand what empirical evidence existed to pedagogy in practice and found that pedagogy and self-determined learning are predominantly linked in the studies to the online environment and digital technologies. Further to this, a qualitative study conducted by Tuman Akyildiz sought to discover the learner's perception on pedagogical implementation and its practicality. One of the research questions was based on technology-integrated teaching, in which 55% of respondents recommended utilizing technology to be pedagogical learners. Blended learning environments also seemed to be a fit for pedagogical learning. Several studies proved that blended learning was one of the main success drivers for pedagogical learners because it provides multiple ways of knowing through different types of interactions that encourage the production of knowledge within formal and informal learning communities. Problem-based, collaborative learning and reflection and metacognition. The WEF recommended that learning needs to shift from process-based learning, where teachers provide direct knowledge to students by demonstrating processes and formulas, to a problem-based approach, where students are assigned collaborative projects allowing opportunities to try multiple solutions to solve problems. Research conducted on problem-based approaches concluded that this approach to learning increased a student's ability to solve problems, provided a sense of ownership to what and how they learn, and developed strong learning communities. Heudagogy adheres to the practice of reflection and metacognition, which is a similar approach to problem-based learning. Reflection allows students to think about what they have learned and how they learned it by revisiting their potential solution and finding ways to improve or adjust outcomes. Reflection and metacognition are learning processes in which learners assess past and current experiences, knowledge, or behaviors which they use to inform future knowledge and actions. In other words, reflection and metacognition combine hindsight, insight, and foresight to work through problems. Blaschke accounts that the reflection process also allows learners to practice more analytical and critical thinking and to engage in complex reasoning and problem solving. Essentially, reflection and metacognition can lead to higher levels of cognitive activity, strengthening a learner's ability to analyze and synthesize problems. Lifelong and student-driven learning. The WEF estimated that by 2022, an extra 101 days of learning will be needed to keep up with the changing work world. Ashton and Newman studied a group of academics in a university program preparing new teachers and found that heudagogy provides an enriched teaching methodology for lifelong learning in universities in the 21st century, and Locke et al. Recognized that the complexities of a changing world require people to be lifelong learners. This corroborates with the claims from Heudagogy and Education 4.0, in which both emphasize the importance of developing lifelong learners to prepare them for an ever-changing work world. Lifelong and student-driven learning in Education 4.0 and Heudagogy depends on learner agency. Students have a voice and a choice on how they want to learn and assess when they need to learn. In a Delphi study on technology-enabled lifelong learning conducted by Locke et al., they recognized that Heudagogy's principles support and build lifelong learning skills. The authors claimed, by using a heudagogical approach to instructional design, students learn to make decisions with regard to their learning, become more autonomous learners, and develop the knowledge and skills to engage heudagogically beyond higher education as lifelong learners. Examples of lifelong skills include creativity, flexibility, self-direction, and self-regulation, to name a few, all of which are also skills and competencies needed to work and live in a dynamic and changing world. Conclusion. Several of the articles explored in this paper raised the concern that all levels of education face many demands to address changes in employability and society in general. WEF's Education 4.0 framework was premised on the expectation that jobs will change and become more complex. Workers will need to quickly adapt to new and disruptive innovations that will affect how we live and work. According to Blaschke and Hayes, heudagogy provides a framework that develops self-determined lifelong learners with capabilities that will prepare them for the workforce of today and in the future. Its principles reflect the changing learning environment and recognizes the complex array of skills, competences, and capacities needed for today's workplace. Heudagogy addresses the call to action from the WEF, who are urging educators, governments, and organizations to connect, scale, and mainstream these promising new models, standards, and approaches, and ensure access to Education 4.0 for all. This paper analyzed the literature and discovered findings to answer the research question: how does heudagogy in higher online education meet the needs of Education 4.0? A conceptual model was presented to illustrate that heudagogy's principles can address Education 4.0's learning approaches. However, heudagogy is only one practice that supports the needs of today's and future learners. Further studies are recommended about how heudagogy and other existing pedagogies, models, theories, and approaches can assist in transforming teaching and learning for the new era in theoretically sound practice. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.